Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. A Tuesday night, not too far beyond the first of the year. This may be the first game of the new year right here in Indiana. Not quite sure, but right up there, I'm sure. We'll mention tonight's game being featured in the ball game. The Western Panthers make their way to Lafayette Central Catholic High School. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. Pre-game at 9:26. Getting ready for some basketball. We'll mention the JV contest was decided by the Western Panthers. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll let you know a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Western Panthers. Their school was founded in 1949. They have a school enrollment of 836. They're in Class 3A, Sectional 20. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Laconiquah High School. In their sectional is Peru. They're 8-0 presently. Western, they're 7-2. Benton Central, 7-4. Laconiquah, 6-2. West Lafayette Red Devils are 2-6. Twin Lakes Indians, 6-5. And Northwestern, 3-4. The principal at Western High School is Steve Edwards. The athletic director, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. That's Aaron Hyman. He's a graduate from Western High School. Also thankful for athletic secretary Debbie Wilson. Always thankful for her. Well, listen, Western High School is located at 2600 South 600 West, Roosevelt, Indiana, 46979. You can reach them by telephone, 765-883-5889. On the web, you can find them at WHSPanthers.com. On Twitter, at Panthers_AD. They wear the colors black and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention Hoosier Conference games tonight. There is only one. That's this one. Hoosier Conference tonight, January 4th, 2022. The Western Panthers are here at Lafayette Central Catholic. We'll mention the Panthers are currently 7-2 on the season. They are 3-0 in the East Division. We'll let you know the Western Panthers have defeated in this early season. They defeated Northwestern for their first win in the East Division. That was December 3rd. That was a +4 victory. The second win came against Gibson on December 10th. That was a +8 victory in the third game in Hamilton Heights. December 17th, that was a +14 point victory. Their next game, they're going to finish up the East Division. It's going to be at Lewis Cavs, but that won't happen until February 11th. So we'll also mention Western Panthers' average scoring. This is all 50. This is an average in 9 ball games. They average 52.6 offensively. They give up 42.2 defensively. The head coach is Michael Lewis. Michael Lewis, most instrumental. He's kind-hearted. He spoke with me here. He gave me the starting lineup. Pretty kind gentleman. I'm thankful. Well, Mitchell, he's working in year number 5 at Western High School. 60 wins, 42 losses. Overall, he's in his 12th season as a varsity head basketball coach. 159 wins, 108 losses. The next game on the agenda for the Western Panthers is going to happen this Friday night, January 7th. 6:30 start for the varsity. We'll mention the West Lafayette Red Devils will be in the house at Western. That'll be a cross-conference matchup. That'll be the Red Devils and the Panthers. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Central Catholic Knights are Class 1A. They're sectional 54. I should mention their gym size capacity right here, 3,028. The school enrollment, 293. We'll mention there are going to be six in Sectional 54. That's going to take place at Attica High School. Attica High School, gym capacity, 2,360. In their Sectional, the six teams are Clinton Central. They're currently 4-3. Lafayette Central Catholic, they're currently 5-3. Covington, they're 6-4. North Vermilion, 4-7. Faith Christian, 3-3. Attica, they're 0-5. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Miss Melissa Robertson. I saw her earlier, asked if she'd like to do an interview. She declined respectfully. We'll mention the athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. He's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. Assistant AD, that's Nate Dino. Nate Dino, he's one of, and the assistant AD, along beside him, is Julia Genhart. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street. That's in Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LTC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. Five in East Division. We'll mention in the East Division right now at the top is Western. Western, as mentioned, 3-0 in the division. They are 7-2 overall. Tipton Blue Devils, second place. They're 1-1. They're 8-3 overall. Hamilton High Huskies are 1-1 in the division. They're 3-5 overall. Northwestern, they're 0-1. They're 3-4 overall. Lewis Cass Kings, they're 0-2. 4-4 overall. In the West Division, there are also five teams. At the top presently, Benton Central. They're 1-0 in the division. They're 7-4 overall. Second place is Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes 1-0. They're 6-5 overall. Central Catholic. They're yet to play a divisional game. That's coming right up. It's going to be against Benton Central. That'll be on January 14th. That will be their first divisional matchup. Central Catholic overall 5-3. Rensselaer Central, they're 0-1. They're 3-5 overall. And in fifth position in the West Division, West Lafayette, they're 0-1. They are 2-6 overall. Central Catholic Knights, as mentioned, they're 5-3 on the season. They're 0-0 in the West. As mentioned, they'll remedy that on January 14th when they travel to Benton Central. And we'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic offensively. In eight ball games, they average 59.9 points per game. They give up an average of 55.8. The head coach is David Barrett. David Barrett, also an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. He's working in year number 17 all those years right here at Central Catholic High School. He's got 290 wins. Yep, he's 10 wins away from that 300 plateau. He's lost 127 games. That is a good ratio. Next game on the agenda for Central Catholic will also be this Friday night, January 7th, 6 o'clock for JV, 7:30 varsity. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights will travel to McCutcheon to do battle with the Mavericks. That should be a good matchup. 56 seconds. They're getting ready to wind down the clock. We're making Lafayette Central Catholic, Western Panthers. Strength of schedule. Strength of schedule. The Knights. They play five 4A schools during this season. They play eight 3A. They play six 2A. And they play three 1A schools. Western Panthers. They play two 4A schools. They play 11 3A schools. They play seven 2A schools. And they play one 1A school. And that's going to happen tonight here at Central Catholic High School. Each team and the fans are standing. They're standing on the line right here. 10 seconds left in the pregame. They're getting ready to count it down. We're getting ready for opening prayer in National Anthem. That's customary right here at Central Catholic High School. And the public address going to greet us. Good evening and welcome. We're going to set this down for opening prayer and National Anthem. Well done. Central Catholic female student hit every note a cappella, had some reverb in there. That was pleasant. Well done. We'll mention starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. We'll begin with the visiting Western Panthers. Western Panthers will start like this. Wearing number 10, he's a 5'11 senior. That's Michael Gaines. Wearing number 21, a 5'6" junior, that's Dylan Hightower. Wearing number 23, a 6'4" senior, that's Parker Dean. Number 24, he's a 6'3" senior, that's Evan Kretsch. And winding up the lineup for the Western Panthers, number 25, he's a 6'7" junior, Mitchell Dean. The head coach of the Western Panthers is Michael Lewis. Now, the starting lineup for the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They'll start like this. Wearing number 10, a 6'1" junior, that's Ben Major. Wearing number 22, a 6'5" senior, that's Clark Garrett. Wearing 23, a 6'2" junior, Tanner Fields. Wearing number 24, a 6'5" senior, Clark Obermiller. And winding out the lineup for Central Catholic, number 34, a 6'5" sophomore, Albert Schwartz. The head coach for the Knights, David Barrett. So they're going to announce the starters right now. They've already announced Western. They're getting ready to announce the starters for Lafayette Central Catholic. Well, as you know, both these two teams have gotten together 5 times in the last 6 years. They didn't play last year. That was COVID possibility related. But nevertheless, we'll mention 2 years ago, Western got the win 64-56. That was an 8-point victory. That was a Michael Lewis coach team. Michael Lewis also coached 3 years ago, got the win 47-40, a +7 victory for Michael Lewis. He coached 3 years ago, should say four, but anyway, 51. Michael Lewis is a 56-51 win. That win captured by Coach David Barrett. Previous year, 47-43, Coach Barrett got the win over Coach Bart Miller. And then 5 years ago, actually six, it was 60-57. Coach Barrett got the win over Coach Miller. This game going to take place Tuesday, today, January 4th, 2022. We're getting ready to tip it off right now. Central Catholic in Western. Toss is a little bit low. Tip to the backcourt, controlled by Western. Jumping center right there, 25, Mitchell D, 6'7" junior for Western. Ball's in the front court. Moving around the perimeter. Tossing around the edge. Outside, 2 steps behind the arc. Good. 24, Evan Kretz. 3-point shot, good. Evan Kretz averaging 23.1 points per ball game. Shooting pretty good behind the arc. Evan Kretz, 54.9% behind the arc. Now we're just down low off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Central Catholic, Clark Obermiller. 3-2 ball game. Western in front, ball in the front court. Working at their 25, Mitchell Dean. He'll jump across the top of the key. He'll pass it left side behind the arc. That's number 10, Michael Gaines. He'll take it to the right corner baseline. They'll pass it inside in the paint off the glass. 2-point touch is good. Mitchell Dean. It's a 5-2 ball game. Ball's in the front court. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights wearing the customary all-white uniforms. Home game for basketball. Just the opposite for football. We're going to have top of the basketball. 34, Albert Schwartz. Inside out play. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Counts off the top of the backboard. Took a shot there. That was Schwartz. They got the rebound. Got the ball back. They'll reset the offense in the front court. That 3-point shot outside was taken right there by 24 Clark Obermiller. Started this drive, I should say, in the front court. But with the free throw line in the paint, floater wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 23 Tanner Fields. Rebound Western. Western in the front court. On the dribble. 24, they're working around Evan Kretz to the corner. They're working in the paint. Shot off the mark would go. A little bit of friction there. No foul called. That shot taken by Mitchell Dean. Central Catholic trying to work it down low. Going to be a foul called. Going to be the first foul of tonight's ball game. 6:04 left. We're in the first quarter. 5-2 ball game. Western in front. That first foul going to be whistled on Western. 21, Dylan Hightower. He picked up his first. First shot, free throw line off the front of the rim, would go. Ben Mazur shoots the free throws. Shooting foul, he'll get one more. 5-2 ball game. Ben Mazur rolls around, fell off, would go. Rebound, nice. Credit the boards to Schwartz. They'll move it back around. They went into Barrett. He's into paint. He'll kick it outside. Now outside to work the offense. Right elbow extended, that's Schwartz. He'll dish off the Barrett behind the arc. They're working back to Ben Mazur. Outside. Touches the basketball. Clark Obermiller. They'll work it to Schwartz. Out top of key, Obermiller. They'll work it left side. They'll toss one in to Barrett. His side baseline. He'll go off the glass. Power layup. Good first move there by Barrett. Got him open. He went to baseline. Went off the glass. It's a 5-4 ball game. 5:24 on the game clock. We're going to work it in. Works it into Mitchell Dean, 6'7". Take a shot in the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound control there by 24, Obermiller. To the front court with the basketball. Tanner Fields works it right side behind the arc to Ben Mazur. Now back out top to Schwartz. They'll work it left side behind the arc on the dribble now is Obermiller. They'll start it back up out top again with Mazur. Mazur behind the arc will work it right side around the perimeter. Could be a steal. Take his arm out there on the chest pass. Going to be a steal. It's going to be inadvertent foot right there. Inadvertent footing right there. He was going to go up for the shot. That was going to be Kretz. Kretz took a tumble. They're going to whistle a foul on Central Catholic 24, Clark Obermiller. Both guys tap each other on the back. They knew it was accidental. But yet, it's going to be a foul call on Central Catholic over Miller. He's got one. Both teams with one foul here in the first quarter. On the dribble, right side, outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. That was Michael James going back the other direction. Central Catholic on the dribble. Over Miller. Going to be a foul on the floor prior to the shot. He was going right side. He's outside the paint. Going in for a layup. Foul occurs on the floor. They're going to whistle this foul on Western. Taking a breather for Western is going to be 21, Dylan Hightower. He picks up his second foul. In the ballgame for Western, number 5, Ian Thurston. Shot off the mark in the paint. Central Catholic. Trying for the rebound. Ball comes down. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. They're going to bring it 84 feet. Western, Kansas. Going to dribble across the timeline with number 10, Michael Gaines. He'll work it right side, top of the arc there. Parker Dean. He'll work it back out to Gaines. Left side behind the arc. He'll work it left side. To the corner, number 5, Ian Thurston. Just in the ball game, out top, he'll work it back to Thurston. Thurston collected right there defensively. Obermiller, going to guard him. Out top once again, Thurston, couple steps behind the arc. He'll pitch inside, going to bounce it off the foot, going to end up in the hands of Central Catholic. Going back the other direction, behind the back dribble. Ben Mazur, that's freed him up. Going to call foul, going to be a reach-in foul on Western. Coach Mike Lewis, some kind words right there for his teammates. You know they're teammates, even though his coach is a coach. No question. They bring the ball in from the sidelines to the baseline. Central Catholic working the basketball. Tanner Fields goes left side, off the glass, left-handed. Where'd he go? Rebound Schwartz. Schwartz goes back up and got the bucket. Going to be a timeout called by Western. Central Catholic takes a one-point advantage. 3:45 left. It's 6-5. They're going to remain standing. It'll be a 30-second timeout, I do believe. And then we'll mention a little bit about what's going on in Class 1A, 1A basketball. These are rankings from December 28th, about a week ago. At the top, it's North Davies, 0-11-1. Bar Reed at second place, 7-4, followed up by Edinburgh, 10-0. Number 4 is Bloomfield, they're 9-1. Number 5 is Gary's 21st century, they're 6-2. Number 6, Lagodi, they're 10-3. Number 7 is Indianapolis Lutheran, they're 6-1. Number 8 is Triton, they're 5-1. Number 9, Jackson Dale, 5-2. Number 10, Orleans, 8-2. Number 11, Argus, they're 6-1. We'll finish that up in a moment. Ball's in the front court. Western Panthers moving it back around, trying to toss it inside. They get inside. 23, Parker Dean. They'll keep it alive. They'll work it back out top. Reset the offense. On the dribble drive right there, Ian Thurston. He'll kick it back out. Behind the arc, now dribbling in, is Michael Gaines. Ball skipped away. Tanner Fields providing the defense. Cross-court skip pass. Three-point shot. Left elbow extended. Good. Crown down the three-point bucket to Ian Thurston. It's an 8-6 ball game. Western by 2. Working in the front court on the dribble is Obermiller. He'll back his way down. He's in the paint. It's going to be a foul call. It's going to be a third foul whistle here in the first half against Western. And they're going to whistle this foul. We'll double check here. So they're going to call the foul on 23, Parker Dean. He's got one. I take that back. They've got four. Going to be a shooting foul at the foul line for LCC, 24, Clark Obermiller. First shot up and good. Obermiller shooting 69% on the season. He's now 19-27. Substitution in the ballgame. We're going to see number 3. Dylan Collins, say what 13 guys on this roster I have. 3 of these Western boys are named Dylan. Unbelievable. Second shot, scored off the rim, would go for Obermiller. They're working in the front court. Working it down low, kicking it back outside. Thurston, he'll drive the lane. He'll go off the glass, left hand, it wouldn't go. Rebound, front court, put it back up and in. Credit the bucket, Mitchell Dean. 8-7 contest, I should say 10-7 as the scoreboard's made right. 10-7, three-point leader, Western. Ball's on the floor in the front court. Central Catholic going to be a tie-up. Jump ball. They're going to give the ball back to Central Catholic on the alternating aerial possession. Opening tip was controlled by Western. Taking a breather out of the ballgame for Western is number 10, Michael Gaines. In the ballgame, number 20, Patrick Hobson. He's a 5'7 junior. So work it out top. Central Catholic touches the hands of Clark Barrett. Now ball's in the hands on the dribble. Ben Major, he'll work the left side behind the arc. Tanner Field. Back to Barrett. To the corner, Ben Major. He'll dribble out there. He's being guarded by Thurston. He'll dish off Tanner Fields back to Schwartz. And Schwartz cross-court skip pass. In the ballgame for Central Catholic, number 30, Alex Hardebeck. We're going to call a palming violation. Palming violation in the front court, Central Catholic. Western going to get the ball back. 2:10 left. We're in the first quarter. 10-7 contest. Western by 3. 2:03. Clock moving. In the front court of the basketball, Thurston. He'll dribble in. He'll pass it in. The crit. He'll drive baseline. Try to make a pass to the corner. Hits the rim. Ends up in the hands of Mitchell Dean. That was a weird carom. He was trying to make that pass through the corner. Got part of the rim. And Mitchell Dean, right place, right time, got the bucket, and he got fouled. He'll shoot one more. The foul's whistled on Central Catholic 22, Clark Barrett. Barrett's got one. Team foul number 2. Left-handed stroke, good. Three-point play. Western Panther, number 25, Mitchell Dean. Central Catholic across the timeline at a walk pace. He'll pick up the pace now with Tanner Fields out top to Schwartz. So we're going to right side behind the arc, get it out to Ben Major. He'll pass it inside, get it to Barrett. Barrett working down there in the low block in the paint. Took a shot, got fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll shoot twice. Going to be 2 shots awarded to Clark Barrett. That foul's going to be whistled on number 3, Dylan Collins. He came in just a short time ago. He's got 1. Team foul number 5 on Western. 1:41 left. 2 shots awarded to Clark Barrett. He's shooting 63% at the free throw line. First shot rings around, fell off. Wouldn't go. Clark Barrett now 20-33 on the season from the stripe. 13-7 ball game. Western in front. By 6, and now still 6. Barrett couldn't get either. Rebound, Mitchell Dean for Western. Central Catholic going to check in with a sub here, the next dead ball. 1:33 left on the dribble is Ian Thurston. He'll bring it back out. He'll reset the offense. Number 20, Patrick Hobson, 5'7 junior, back to Thurston. Thurston being guarded by Ben Major. Cross-court skip pass behind the arc, Dylan Collins. Now back out top, back in the ballgame, Michael Gaines. They'll work it around right here behind the arc on the dribble. And Dylan Collins is going to work it back to 20. Patrick Hobson back to Dylan. Shot going to go from three-point lane and land for Dylan Collins. A couple steps behind the arc straight away. Ball's in the front court. 57 seconds left. First quarter, they'll work it around the perimeter. Back to Schwartz. Out top, they'll work it right there to Hardebeck. They're working around the perimeter. Tanner Field's going to work it inside to Barrett. Going to be a foul call. It's going to be foul number 6. Substitution is checking in. Central Catholic going to enter the ballgame with number 20, Patrick Hobson. Back in the ballgame for Western is number 24, Evan Kretz. And a new face, I should take that back. Also in the ballgame, the starter, Parker Dean, number 23. Work to the corner, Ben Nazer. 48 seconds left. Ball's in the front court, Central Catholic. 13-7, Western in front. Behind the arc, Clark Barrett. They're working left side. Behind the arc right there, Nick Page. Nick Page in the ballgame for Central Catholic. Where's number 20? Nick Page, a 5'11 sophomore. They'll work a baseline. That's Clark Barrett. Just outside the paint. He'll toss it back out to Page. Works it left side to Barrett. Barrett being guarded by Kretz. Pretty good matchup. 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. They'll work it down outside the paint. He's right inside the paint now off the glass. Clark Barrett, 2 points. It's 13-9. 10 seconds left. Western crossing the timeline right now. That's number 5, Ian Thurston. 4 seconds. Long 3-point shot for Thurston. Got it. That was near NBA range. NBA range 23-footer. It's pretty close. 3-point shot good. Western 16-9, a 7-point advantage at the first quarter break for the Western Panthers. And then we'll go ahead and finish that Class 1A boys basketball rankings. This is the Associated Press. As mentioned, it was North Davies, Bar Reeve, Edinburgh, Bloomfield, Gary 21st Century, Lagodi, Indianapolis Lutheran, Triton, Jackson Dell, Orleans, Argus, and 14th tied at number 12. They are Elkhart Christian at 3-1, Lafayette Central Catholic at 5-3, Daleville at 5-2, and Bethesda Christian at 5-0. I will see Bethesda Christian Saturday night. They'll be at Tipton. If you want to tune in, put me in sports will cover that varsity contest. Tipton at 8-3 on the season. Bethesda Christian, as mentioned, they're 5-0. So 8 minutes on the game clock, getting ready for second quarter action. Central Catholic High School hosting the Western Panthers. Going to inbound right there, Western Panthers. Brought in by Kretz. That's Evan Kretz tossing it in to Michael Gaines in the backcourt. Crossing the timeline here in the front court now. On the dribble with the basketball, 21, Dylan Hightower. Back in the ballgame. Back to Gaines. Gaines on the dribble, left-handed. To pick up the dribble, working against him is Nick Page. They'll work it in. Now in the paint, we kick it back out. 3-point shot, right elbow extended, wouldn't go. That was 21, Dylan Hightower. Back the other direction, Central Catholic. Driving baseline again, off the glass. Power layup for Clark Barrett. Almost similar X, not quite the same, but looks very close. 16-11. 7-18 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. So we're going to see the corner, 21, Dylan Hightower. They get the ball back. Keep the ball high right there. He'll cross court, skip pass behind the arc. 3-point shot, good. Number 5, Ian Thurston. Ian Thurston well above his average. He's got 2 threes in the ballgame. He averages 2.5 per game. 6:55 on the game clock. They'll work an elbow. Pass it off to Ben Major. They go off the glass. Right-handed hook shot in the paint. Credit the bucket to Major. It's 19-13. 6-1 leader for Western. Going to be a steal opportunity. Going to try it from behind the player. They tried to work that in to 23 Parker Dean. And Central Catholic going to get called for the foul. It's going to be whistled on Central Catholic. 24 Clark Obermiller. He picks up his second. He's going to take a breather. Also exiting the ballgame is Ben Major. Going to end down the basketball, left of the bucket. Their own baseline, that's Western. Shot wouldn't go, left-handed shot outside the paint for Mitchell Dean, wouldn't fall. Back the other direction, Central Catholic. Clark Bear with the basketball out behind the arc. He'll work it right side. Tanner Fields, he'll dribble back out, he'll reset the offense. Nick Page back in the game, Central Catholic. Left elbow extended, 3-point shot wouldn't go for Clark Barrett. Rebound secured right there by Mitchell Dean to the front court. They're working in the game. Gaines going to get a give-and-go play off the front of the rim. One go. Bit of a finger roll. That finger roll, a difficult shot a lot of the time. 19-13, back in the front court, Central Catholic Knights. On the dribble, Clark Barrett. He'll work it behind the arc. That's Tanner Fields. They're working back out to Barrett. He'll try the shot again. Rims off, wouldn't go. Left elbow extended, 3-point shot wouldn't go for Clark. 19-13, we're going to see the front court. Western, as soon as the tip goes out of bounds, Western going to keep the basketball in the front court. Foul situation, 6 for Western, 3 thus far, first half for Central Catholic. So Central Catholic on a common foul going to shoot the rest of the way here in the first half. 5:40 left, clock moving. With the basketball, he'll pop a 3. Kretz wouldn't go. Evan Kretz rims off short. Took a little bit of a fadeaway back to the other direction. Clark Barrett on the dribble. They're working left side. He lost the handle. He was driving hard to the hoop. He's just outside the paint. Getting ready to go up for the shot and lost the handle. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Western. Western Panthers going to enter the ball game with number 11, Caden McWhirter. Caden McWhirter, a 5'10 junior. I will say Western Panthers head coach Michael Lewis using his bench. A lot of guys getting in the ballgame. They're working around the perimeter, elbow, which is his team. Back down, driving the lane. Wouldn't go. Just off the glass. That was Evan Kretz. Kretz's shot wouldn't go. Back the other direction. They'll work it down low to Clark Barrett. Pass it down low. He comes down on the baseline. Went up high. Got that retrieval pass and came down on the baseline. Going to give the ball back to Western. 5:10 on the game clock. Second quarter, 19-13. Western by 6 on the dribble out top. That's number 10, Michael Gaines. He'll work at left side behind the arc to Kretz. Kretz going to get the ball back. He'll try that right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Didn't draw iron. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to Central Catholic. We're going to give the ball back to Central Catholic. They'll bring it 84 feet. Taking a breather for Western at 23, Parker Dean. In the ballgame for Western is number 30, Montana Beatty. Montana Beatty, he's a 6'5" senior. Working it in the front court, Central Catholic. Out top, Nick Page. You're working left side behind the arc to Clark Barrett. Barrett going to go baseline. He'll pass it outside the paint. Two-point shot, good. Credit the bucket. Number 34, Albert Schwartz, about a 12-footer on the baseline. 19-15, driving the lane. Going to get it back to Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean going to go up with a shot. He'll get fouled on the way up. They're going to whistle this foul on Central Catholic, 23, Tanner Fields. Got him across the arm as he went up. Mitchell Dean, as mentioned, he did jump center. He's 6'7", just a junior. He's shooting 53.3% at the foul line. He's 8-for-15, entering the ballgame. Take first shot, nothing but net. Good on the first, he'll get one more. It's 20-15, Western in front. At the free throw line, for 25, Mitchell Dean, he gets both of them. Central Catholic brings the ball in from the backcourt. Tanner Fields crosses the sideline, works it right side behind the arc on the dribble. Nick Page will take that back. It's Hardaway. Hardebeck, I should say, Alex Hardebeck. Going to get called for the traveling violation. Didn't get the ball down quite early enough to get that first step on the trot, dribble drive. Giving it back to Western. Going to be brought in there by Kretz. Kretz going to get the ball back from number 5, Ian Thurston. Kretz out top. He'll bounce it. Left side out top. Going to be a steal. Near a steal. Clark Barrett. Pretty good hands there against Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean, they get the ball back. Western in the paint, left side off the glass, got it. Mitchell Dean, 6'7", he'll go right back to the foul line. He'll shoot one. 3-point play opportunity for Mitchell Dean. They're going to whistle this foul. Central Catholic, 34, Albert Schwartz, he has one. 3-point play opportunity, good. Mitchell Dean. So they're going to sub in right now. Gaines, Michael Gaines going to re-enter the lineup, taking a breather, 24, Evan Kretz. Central Catholic bringing it up from the backcourt. He'll pick up a shot here in front of the scorer's pitch. Tanner Fields works it right side to Hardebeck. Back to Page, working the basketball around. They go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Tanner Fields, crossing the lane, layup. They work it down the other direction into Mitchell Dean. He's in the paint. Goes off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Coach Barrett looking for some defense, going to call timeout, talk to the Central Catholic Knights. Going to be a 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, they're a CarQuest Auto Parts. You can reach them there in Cicero, Indiana, 1110 South Peru Street. Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve you. At Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So first horn, second horn, getting ready for action once again. We're in the second quarter, 3:31. 3:31 left, it's 26:15, Western by 11. Could be brought up from 84 feet away, going to be inbound by Schwartz. He'll bounce it in to Nick Page. Nick Page going to bring it across the timeline, he'll take the point. He'll work it left side. They're in the front court looking for a screen. Going to pass it right side to Barrett behind the arc. Barrett going to dribble in. Going to be a blocking foul. Barrett going to be the first to shoot the one-end bonus for Central Catholic. Seventh foul, common foul here. They're going to whistle this one on Western, number 30, Montana Beatty, 6'5 senior. He's going to pick up his first team foul, number 7. 1-1, bonus first shot goes in for Clark Barrett. He'll get one more. They're jockeying for position right there on the lane. That ball flirted around, bounced across the rim, finally fell in. Clark Barrett going to get another. Second shot, rims off, wouldn't go. They're going to call a lane violation. So that foul shot, not even going to act like it ever happened. They'll cross that out of the book. That won't happen. Won't go against his average. That lane violation, not a fun thing. Clark Barrett, another opportunity, and he puts it in. Clark Barrett, 2-for-2 at the stripe. It's 26-17. 9-point advantage for Western. Ball's in the front court. Western Panthers on the dribble. Out top to Thurston. Working back left side. Number 11, Caden McClure. They'll dribble it down low. Pass goes inside off the glass. Credit the bucket, Montana Beatty. Montana Beatty only averaging 0.6 per game. Outside the arc, near the left corner baseline, Ben Mazur. 3-point bomb for Ben Mazur. 28-20. 8-point contest. Western in front with the ball in the front court. On the dribble. Back in the ball game, number 10, that's Michael Gaines. Pretty good dribbler. Back out top, they're working around. They're working inside Mitchell Dean. It's going to be a 3-second call in the lane. It's going to be called by the baseline official. Close the whistle and says 3-second violation. Going to give it back to Central Catholic. Taking a breather right now is going to be Mitchell Dean. Also out of the ball game is Cajun McClure. Going to cross the timeline. It's Tanner Fields. So we're going to see the front court, Nick Page. Behind the arc, left side, bounce pass from Clark Barrett. Down pass to Ben Mazur, and Ben Mazur gets fouled. Trying to reach in, get the steal right there with Michael Gaines from Western. He'll pick up his first foul. And Ben Mazur going to shoot the one-in bonus. Checking in the ball game right now. Once again, going to be number 30, Alex Hardebeck. Hardebeck checking in, taking a breather, is number 20, Nick Page. Ben Mazur, he's shooting 100% from the stripe. He's 8-for-8. He's 9-for-9 now. He's 9-for-9 on the season. Ben Mazur. When I was making his stat sheet up last night, I was wondering, 8-for-8. I tell you what, that's a good way to go. He's 9-for-9 now. Second shot up, rimmed around, fell off. Wouldn't go. He is 9-for-10 on the season, shooting 90%. Highest percentage for any night in the ballgame or on the bench. 28-21. 7-point advantage for Western in the front court. Ian Thurston on the drive. They kick it back out to Michael Gaines. He'll work it inside. Inside-out play. Thurston's going to step in. He'll kick it behind the arc. Michael Gaines, right elbow extended. 3-point shot good for Gaines. It's a 10-point ball game. Western in front. 31-21. Behind the arc, they'll pass it to Albert Schwartz. He'll work it outside Clark Barrett. Behind the arc, he'll work it left side with the pass to Tanner Fields. Back out, they'll work it to the corner, Clark Barrett. Tip it back out, might have been a jammed finger there, sounded like it. They'll keep the ball alive around the perimeter. Clark Barrett going to step in. He'll take about a 17-footer, rims off with Joe rebound, Tanner Fields. Fields goes back up, couldn't get the shot to fall. And Evan Krentz comes down with the basketball to the front court. Outside Michael Gaines, left side Ian Thurston, to the corner, Evan Kretz, 3-point bomb is good, right corner baseline, Stretch for three. 34-21. 1:03 left, second quarter. We're nearing halftime. Knights with the ball inside a minute. Out top, Albert Schwartz works the right side behind the arc, Tanner Fields. Out top, shot on the way. Ben Mazur, three-point shot, good. Ben Mazur for three. Ben Mazur on the season, he's shooting 33% behind the arc. 34-24, 10-point advantage for Western. 38 seconds, ball's in the front court. Stationary right there, he'll work a right side, shooting left side behind the arc. Michael Gaines being guarded there by Tanner Fields. Cross-court pass near the center line right there on the dribble. Ian Thurston, he's working right there against Ben Mazur. 20 seconds left. Second quarter, nearing halftime. Ball's in the front court. Ian Thurston, pretty good dribbling exhibition. He'll pass it. Cross-court pass in front of the scores bench. Michael Gaines will pick up a screen from Parker Dean. He'll take a shot outside the arc. Michael Gaines nails it with 5 seconds left. Inbound pass. Ben Mazur, half-court shot at the buzzer. Off the backboard, wouldn't go. We'll go to halftime. Halftime break. Western Panthers in front, 37. Central Catholic, 24. Take a 10-minute intermission. A good ball game in the works right here on a Tuesday night. And we'll mention PutneyInSports.com beginning in 2008. PutneyInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights, girls basketball, Lady Huskies. And baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutneyInSports.com. We'll mention just a little bit about those Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers, they are currently 14 wins, 23 losses on the season. This fell a couple of days ago at Sunday, the second 6 p.m. start. They were at Cleveland. Cleveland got the win 108-104. Then we'll mention on New Year's Eve afternoon, a 3 p.m. start. Pacers had a home game versus Chicago. The Bulls got the win 108-106. So what those Pacers are right there in every game. And they're playing tonight, 7:30 start time. It's already underway. The Pacers are at the New York Knicks. Then they'll play again tomorrow night. The Pacers will host the Brooklyn Nets, 7:30 start time. Again, we thank these companies for making this game possible on internet radio. Our next sponsor is Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear has been supporting Putney in Sports for all 13 years, and we are thankful. Lisa Stokes Bear, she has enthusiasm. She has experience, and she is knowledgeable. Knowledgeable indeed. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She's done so since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear. She has a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz. FritzandFisher.com since 1983. Fritz has also, since supporting Putney in Sports, since Putney in Sports began in 2008, 13 years strong at FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by telephone at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana. If you've not been to Fishers lately, you'll be surprised when it looks like a little miniature Indianapolis with the high-rises they're building there downtown. Anyway, you can reach them by phone, 317-842-2228. Fritz has two Hamilton County locations. One, Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana 46038. And Fritz in Noblesville at 2400 Westfield Road. That's right between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32, Noblesville, Indiana 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com. Visit them online or visit them on site. FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. Also, this game in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. We now restore cars, that's classic cars, and classic trucks. You can check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can reach us by telephone at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. To find us, go to Arcadia, State Road 19, go west on Howard Street, and we are behind the Arcadia ballpark. So, right now I'm going to mention, we'll talk about the Class 4A boys basketball rankings. This is the Associated Press. This came out on December 28th, a week ago. Here's the top 18. In first position at Zionsville. They're 8-1. They had a wonderful football season. They're coming back with basketball. Number two is Carmel. They're 8-2. Number three is Fishers. They're 11-1. Number four is Chesterton. Chesterton 9-0. Number five is Valparaiso. They're 9-2. Number six is Penn. Penn 7-0. Number seven is Terre Haute North. They're 11-0. Number 8 is Homestead, 8-4. Number 9 is Lawrence North, 5-2. Number 10 is Indianapolis Cathedral. They're 7-3. Number 11 is Westfield. Westfield also a good football season. They are 6-2 in basketball. Number 12 is Indianapolis Tech. Tech, 8-2. Number 13 is Anderson. Anderson Indians are 6-2. They are at number 13. Number 14 is Lafayette Jeff. Lafayette Jeff 9-1. Number 15 is Ben Davis. The Giants are 6-2. Number 16 is North Central. That's at 86th Street. They're 6-2. Number 17 is Goshen. They are 7-1. And number 18 is Pike. The Red Devils are 5-1. We're mentioning a little bit about football right now. NFL, if you didn't know, the Washington football team is not going to go forever as being called the Washington football team. They will make public on Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, That's when we're all going to find out the new team logo they have and the new team name. So they're going to let us know on February 2nd. That's 11 days before Super Bowl 56. So they might have some advertisement there, Super Bowl, if they got a couple million for 30 seconds. Incredible. But we'll also know, let you know, CBS this season was supposed to have the Super Bowl on their network. They swapped places with NBC, so NBC going to cover the Super Bowl. Probably Al Michaels, not sure. Chris Collinsworth, probably. Might be Mike Tirico. We'll find out, but that's going to be on NBC instead of CBS. The reason being is because NBC also this winter will host the Winter Olympics. So they'll host the Winter Olympics, and this football season, the 22nd, we're going to watch the football game from Inglewood, California. Next year when CBS will be hosting, they'll be handling the technical difficulties and all that stuff on TV. That'll be next year, the 23rd, and that Super Bowl will happen in Glendale, Arizona. So, clock rolling down, 33 seconds left in pregame. Getting ready for some more high school basketball at the varsity level. So, they come out to the court right now. Clock rolling down, 18 seconds. Not sure if they'll abbreviate it, stop the clock, but they're going to let it roll down, looks like. Probably a good thing to do on a varsity basketball game. 8:08 on the wristwatch. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They're going to let it roll out. We're going to hear the buzzer. The Central Catholic Knights have the alternate possession arrow. 8 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Going to be brought in to the backcourt, brought in there. By number 10, Ben Major, gets it in at Tanner Fields. They go with the original starters. So work it back around. I take that back. 24, yes, Obermiller. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go in the front court. Rebound secured out there. Western Panthers, 23, Parker Jean. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. That's 21, Dylan Hightower. Hightower, an original starter. So we're in around the perimeter. Original starters in the game also for Western. So we're the right side behind the arc. Krentz. Let's keep the dribble alive. We'll work it back around. Work it around the perimeter. Back outside free throw line. Back outside to Krentz. He'll take a three. He got it. Left elbow extended in front of the Western bench. 3-point shot good for Evan Krentz. 40, 24, 16-point advantage for Western. Out top of the basketball, Tanner Fields. Working behind the arc, Clark Berry. Now back out top to Albert Fortune's dribble. In the paint, he'll dish it back out to Obermiller. We'll work it right side. Back pedal dribble now, Tanner Fields. He'll dish it inside. Off the glass, the ball's going to be stuck. Stuck right there between the backboard and the rim. That happens about every 3,000 games. I mean, that doesn't happen very often. Alternate possession arrow going to give it back to Western. That shot was taken by Albert Schwartz. It's a soft shot. Stuck right there on the right side of the rim. In the front court now on the dribble. Stationary dribble. That's Dylan Hightower. He'll dish it off to Michael Gaines. He'll dribble the lane to try to bounce pass, trying to get it to Mitchell Dean. Mitchell Dean wasn't quite ready for it. Pass wasn't right on the money. He's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be long to Central Catholic. They'll bring it across the timeline. In the front court on the dribble. Tanner Fields. Behind the arc there, Clark Barrett. Out top, Albert Schwartz. They'll go elbow right side. Kick it back out to Ben Mazur. 3-point shot on the mark. Wouldn't go. That was Clark Barrett. Rebound to Mitchell Dean. See the front court. 40, 24. We're in the third quarter. Central Catholic High School on a Tuesday night. Working around the perimeter. Evan Kretz on the dribble. He'll go into paint. Take a floater. Hard off the glass. I should say. All over the rim. Wouldn't go. Fighting for the board there. Mitchell Dean lost the handle. To the front court. Ben Mazur. He'll dish it back behind the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Clark Barrett. Left elbow extended. Cuts the lead to 13. 5:47 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Point guard Dylan Hightower. They get the ball back from Michael Gaines. Back to Michael Gaines. Behind the arc, double team right now. They're moving around the perimeter. Works to the left side, Evan Kretz. cross-court skip pass to Michael Gaines, back to Gretz. There's a left corner baseline shot going to go, three-point shot going to go, rebound secured by 24, Obermiller. Clark Barrett going to bounce one in the paint there to Schwartz to kick it back out. Tanner Siegel, out top, turnaround jumper, three-pointer good. Clark Barrett has two in a row. 40 to 30, cuts the lead to 10. 5:05 left, third quarter. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Dylan Hightower. And look at right side there to Michael Gaines. They'll get it back to Gaines, and Gaines will take the point. And move it left side behind the arc. Evan Kretz back out top to move in free throw line. Inside out play. Out top, three-point shot. Long three-point shot. We go for Michael Gaines. Rebound, Tanner Fields. Crossing the timeline in front of the scores bench. On the dribble, Tanner Fields working against him, Michael Gaines. He'll dribble it behind the arc. He'll pass it off right there to Clark Barrett. Barrett going to try to take the drive baseline. He gets fouled. Going to be his first foul here in the second half. Going to be whistled on 24. Evan Kretz, he's got one in the ballgame. Sharp enters the ballgame. We'll try to check that out in a moment. Right at the around the baseline, tosses it in. They're going to whistle a foul. And my guess, yep, they're going to call this on Clark Barrett. Clark Barrett was on the floor. And Ian Thurston kind of tripped over Clark Barrett while Barrett was on the floor. And they called a foul on Clark Barrett. He has two. Team foul number one. They both have one here in the second half. 40 to 30. Western by 10. 4:25 going to be a kick. That was Ian Thurston trying to make a bounce pass and good quick reflexes by Ben Mazur. Basically a kick basketball, gets them the ball back out of bounds, but gives everybody a chance to keep their breath, collect their breath, and just take a breather on the court. So they work the ball back around the front court to the left corner baseline. Mitchell Dean, they work it back out. Thurston back to Dean, free throw line. They're working behind the arc on the dribble is Michael Gaines out top to Evan Kretz. Back to Gaines. Thought about a three. Long three. Didn't take it. Works against the elbow. They work it down low. Reverse layup for Mitchell Dean. Well done by the Western Panthers. 42-30. 12-point advantage for the Panthers. 3:48 left. We're in the third quarter. Behind the arc, out top. Shot on the way. Clark Barrett long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Front four and picked up by Albert Schwartz. The refs are going to call fouls. Two of them in unison was calling the same foul. So back in the ballgame for Western, we're going to see number 20, Patrick Hobson. Taking a breather is 23, Parker Dean. Foul's going to be whistled on 5, Ian Thurston. They're bringing in right in the bucket on the baseline, brought in by Clark Barrett. Gets it in the team of field back to Barrett. Shot in the paint on a 14-footer, short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Ball's in the front court. Michael Gaines. Gaines going to work it left side to Ian Thurston. He'll work it down low to Mitchell Dean. He'll kick it back out. Three-point shot. Michael Gaines. Long off the rim. Way to go. Fighting for the board. Ball's loose on the floor. Going to be a timeout called by Western. Western going to get granted the timeout. Not sure if the ball was possessed, but evidently it was. So Western going to take a full 60 seconds. Time, I take that back. It'll be a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. They have extended this to a 60-second timeout. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. And when you said Penske, you said a lot. Bringing it down the basketball in front of the Western bench right there brought in by Michael Gaines, tosses it to the backcourt, Ian Thurston on the dribble. Little elbow outside the arc, Mike Mitchell Dean. He'll dish off. That's number 20, Patrick Hobson. He tries baseline. He lost the handle. Going to give the ball up to Tanner Fields, Central Catholic. Ball tips to the backcourt. He'll retrieve it. Clark Berry going to get a pass. He'll give it back to Tanner. Tanner in the paint. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Rebound put back is good. Clark Barrett, right place, right time. Clark Barrett is going to get some congratulatories right there from Ben Major. Barrett gets two more. He'll shoot one. Substitution back in the game for Western, 23. Parker Dean taking a breather for Western, 25. Mitchell Dean. They are brothers. And now the ball game for Central Catholic, number 10. That's Ben Mazur in the ballgame, 30, Alex Hardebeck. Three-point play good for Clark Barrett. It's a nine-point ballgame, 42-33, 2:47 left. We're in the third quarter. In the front court, Michael Gaines. He'll take off. 23, Parker Dean. Dean on the dribble. Free throw line. He'll kick it back out. They're working around the perimeter. Back to Michael Gaines. Defense was good right there. And Alex Hardebeck. That ball was somewhat available right there off the fingertips of Gaines. Hardebeck trying to get the steal. They're going to call him for a reach in. Hardebeck going to pick up the foul. That's two fouls thus far, second half. That's Hardebeck's first foul in the ballgame. Three thus far on Western here in the second half, I should say. Second half for Central Catholic. 2:23 from the corner baseline. Three-point shot short off the rim. Shot taken there by Dylan Hightower. Karen Long picked up there by Central Catholic. They're in the front court now. Way out top near the center circle. Tanner Fields. He'll go behind the arc. He'll tip it back outside. Hardebeck. He'll dish off. Shot off the mark. Clark Barrett. Would have been a three. It was a right elbow extended. Wouldn't fall. Rebound Western. They're going to front court. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Parker Dean. They go back the other direction. Hardebeck. Kicks it back. Tanner Fields. Three-point shot. When he goes for it off the rim. Coming down with the board right here. Clark Barrett lost the handle. Michael Gaines in the front court. Behind the arc. They're working back to Gaines. Gaines on the dribble being guarded somewhat closely there by Clark Barrett. They go back out top. Reset the offense. He'll bounce it right side. Taking a point now is 21, Dylan Hightower. He'll work it left side inside the arc. He'll bring it back out top. I should say he'll dish it out top. Gaines, he'll work it inside. Turnaround jumper from the paint. Good. Credit the bucket. Parker Dean. 44-33. Central Catholic in the front court. Moving the basketball. Out top is Hardebeck. They'll work it behind the arc to Albert Schwartz. Schwartz being guarded there by Michael Gaines. They'll use the dribble now. He'll pass it behind the arc. Around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Tanner Fields. They'll get it in the hands now of Clark Barrett. Clark Barrett goes up to the shot baseline just outside the paint. He gets fouled. He'll shoot two. Going to see two more check in for Western after this first shot. Could be number three, Dylan Collins, and Mitchell Dean, 25, will re-enter the ballgame. Central Catholic going to send in Nick Page. So the sub's going to enter the ballgame now, taking a breather. It's going to be Tanner Fields for Central Catholic. Michael Gaines for Western. And Patrick Hobson, number 20, going to take a breather for the Western Panthers. They get one more shot. It was good on the first. Clark Barrett, second shot up and good also. 2 for 2 at the stripe. Cuts the lead back to 9. 44-35, 52 seconds left. Third quarter, going to walk across the timeline. That's Kevin Craig. He'll pick up the pace right there in the front court. Working against him is Albert Schwartz. 42 seconds left. Not closely guarded. Now they'll make the count. They'll stop again. Could be a reach-in foul. Albert Schwartz going to collect the foul. Trying to guard Evan Kress out beyond the arc. Foul's going to be whistled on Schwartz. He's going to pick up his second in the ballgame. Team foul number 3. 4 thus far for Western. Going to bounce it in. To move the ball around. Parker Dean back in the hands of 21, Dylan Hightower. Hightower on the dribble being guarded there by Nick Page. Out top, Evan Kress. He's being guarded now by Hardebeck. In the center line right there, he'll dish off to Hightower. 18 seconds left. Back to Kress on the dribble, behind the back. Good dribbling exhibition. Kret's going to work it in the front court. 10 seconds left. He'll pick up the screen right there from Parker Jean. He'll take a long jump shot behind the arc near the buzzer. 2 seconds left. Shot the buzzer. Get up it goes. Way to go. Short off the rim. A shot taken. Central Catholic with 24. Clark Obermiller at the end of three quarters of play. Western by 9, 44. Central Catholic 35. Pretty good ball game. And the works will also remind you, if you didn't know, Colts win this Sunday, and they're in the playoffs. No questions asked. They don't need any help. They play the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'll mention during this break. During this quarter break, number 23, Tanner Fields checking back in the ballgame for Central Catholic. And I will mention, the Colts have seven Pro Bowls. Pro Bowlers, I should say. They're going to be in the Pro Bowl. That's going to be about a week after the Super Bowl. And they are Ryan Kelly, he's the center. Jonathan Taylor, he may be in the MVP race. Quentin Nelson, Luke Rhodes, DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard, the Superman right there on defense, and Kenny Moore, the second. All seven of those guys going to play in the Pro Bowl. But you know they don't hardly play in the Pro Bowl. It's almost like a touch football game. They're going to inbound the basketball. Fourth quarter brought in by Central Catholic, alternate possession arrow. Out top, Ben Mazur. Dishes off, Clark Barrett. To the corner, Tanner Shields. He'll pick up the dribble outside the left elbow. Back to Clark Barrett. Barrett's got the triple threat. He'll dribble now left. Out top of the basketball. Working the basketball around. That's Obermiller. We're working inside off the glass. Tanner Shields couldn't get it. Rebound put back. Way to go for Clark Barrett. Rims off. Rebound out of there. Number 10, Michael Gaines for Western. 44-35. 7:25 left. We're in the fourth quarter at Central Catholic High School. We're here behind the arc. Near the corner, Ian Thurston. We're working down low. Reverse layup, left-handed. He is a lefty. That's Mitchell Dean. Well played there for the 6'7 center. 46-35. They're working down low. Clark Barrett off the glass. Good entry pass there by Schwartz. Down low, got to Barrett off the glass for two. 46-37. 6:55 on the game clock. Elbow right side Dean. Dishes it back out to Michael Gaines. To the corner. In the ballgame for Western, number 3, Dylan Collins. Back in the paint. They'll get it to Dean. They'll throw it to the backcourt. It's going to be stolen. Stolen by Schwartz. He'll go up off the glass. That's pretty good agility for Albert Schwartz. He got fouled. He goes off the glass. Got the bucket. They're going to whistle a foul on Western, number 5, Ian Thurston. Ian Thurston going to pick up his, they say, fourth foul. Fourth foul in the contest. Dylan Collins already out of the ballgame, also exiting the ballgame, getting a breather. Number 5, Ian Thurston. He gets a pat on the backside from Coach Michael Lewis. Three-point play good, Albert Schwartz. Six-point ballgame, 46-40. Western in front with the basketball in the front court. 6:32 left. Left elbow works it out to Mitchell Dean. Works it to Hightower. Cross the lane, kick it back out. Michael Gaines reaches him. Tanner Fields nearly got the steal. Gaines comes back up with it. He's on the dribble now. Works it well outside the arc to number 11, Caden McClure. Back to Michael Gaines being guarded there again by Tanner Fields. Near a double team there. Thought about it, Albert Schwartz. Gaines going to dribble in the paint. He's going to take a shot. They're going to call. They're going to call foul on the floor prior to the shot. Michael Gaines got bumped on the noggin. They'll give him a breather. He'll stay on the court. He's still in the ball game. He's okay. Michael Gaines went deep amongst the trees. Came out of there with a noggin slug, and the foul's going to be whistled on Central Catholic 23. Tanner Fields, he's got two. In the front court of the basketball, Western block shot. Credit the block to Obermiller. Ball back in the hands of Western. They'll reset the offense. Michael Gaines outside being guarded by Tanner Fields. Lost his thing. Going to throw the ball away. Nearly went over back. To go off the glass again. That's Albert Schwartz.
A little bit strong right there. I thought it was going to bounce out. It bounced right in off the glass. Albert Schwartz cuts the lead to 4. 46-42. Timeout on the floor. 5:36 left. Fourth quarter. A good ball game, and we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large-format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. Sign Production. 37 years in the making, since 1985. You can reach them by dialing 317-984-3765, by text or by cell phone, 317-946-2424. Second buzzer, 46-42. Timeout complete. Can be inbound by the Western Panthers at half court. To the backcourt, they toss it into Evan Kretz. He'll dribble across the timeline. They'll work it right side on the dribble. He's working against Hardebeck. They're working around the perimeter. Into the hands of 11, Kenton McClure. Back out top. Spin move outside the paint by Kretz. He'll dish it back to Hightower. Hightower back pedal move. Working against Tanner Fields. And a call blocking foul. A little bit of close friction, my dear. They call this on Fields. Tanner Fields going to pick up the foul. He's got 3 in the ballgame. Both teams with 5 thus far. Second half by 15 left. Out top, it's tossed into Mitchell Dean. He'll hand the ball off right there to Evan Kretz. He'll dribble left side, pick up the dribble elbow left side. They'll work it back out to Parker Dean. They'll work it inside to Mitchell Dean. Shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound, Central Catholic. 4-point ballgame. Central Catholic in the front court. Ben Mazur short off the mark, trying to get that 3-point shot, left elbow extended. Tear him toward the baseline. Tanner Fields gave it a good effort to try to save the basketball. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Tanner. They'll bring it in from the court side in the backcourt, now on the dribble, 24, Evan Kretz. He'll take off 24, Hightower. That's Dylan Hightower, one of the 3 Dylans. They're working through the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Short off the rim. Where to go? Shot taken by Parker Dean. Rebound, Central Catholic. Credit the board right there. Number 10. I'll take that back. He was Mazur. Long shot. 3-point shot. Where to go? Rebound, Central Catholic. They go baseline right now. Albert Schwartz going to back his way down outside the paint. They kick it back out to Tanner Fields, and they'll reset the offense. Well, beyond the arc is Ben Mazur. They'll reset the offense now. Coach Barrett holds up 3 fingers and yells 3. Tanner Fields. 4 minutes. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. 46-42. Behind the arc, he'll pass it down low. They get into Clark Barrett. He's in the paint. He'll keep that foot still. He'll go off the glass. Wouldn't get it. Rebound, Mitchell Dean for Western. 46-42. Western by 4. 3:42 left on the dribble. Dylan Hightower, he'll work her right side. He'll go to the corner with it. Mitchell Dean with the basketball being guarded there by Clark Barrett. They're moving around the perimeter. They'll go right corner baseline on the dribble there. He'll bring it back out. That's Dylan Hightower. Back out top, he'll take the point. Number 24, Evan Kretz. Evan Kretz, a 6'3" senior. He's got some pretty good statistics. He shoots well. 2-point land and 3-point land. They'll dribble in Hightower. Hightower going to try to bounce pass down near the baseline to Dean. That was Mitchell Dean. And that was a hard pass to handle. Goes out of bounds. Taking a breather for Western, number 11, Caden McClure. Also taking a breather from the 23, Parker Dean. Central Catholic going to bring it 84 feet from the backcourt. 3:08 left. 46-42, Western by 4. Up top with the basketball, Tanner Fields, they're working down low. Clark Barrett, he takes the pass on the baseline. Reverse layup, Clark Barrett off the glass. It's a 2-point ball game. 46-44, 2:50 left. Behind the arc, Michael Gaines, he'll get you back out to Ian Thurston. Thurston being guarded right here by Ben Mazur.
They go behind the arc right there, straddling the arc. 25, he'll dribble in. That's Mitchell Dean. He goes off the glass, couldn't get it. Trying to save the pass ball. Evidently, the ball still in bounds near the baseline. Was not called out of bounds. It was close. I was waiting for a whistle. But the official, much better position than I. 46-44. 2:20 left. Throwing the ball around in the front court. Michael Gaines on the dribble. Gaines working the basketball there, being picked up by Obermiller. Behind the back dribble, pretty good dribbler, absolutely. That's an understatement for Michael Gaines. Back out top to work it to Ian Thurston. Thurston going to dribble, he'll go margin the hoop, going to be a blocked shot. Thurston going to get his shot blocked by Clark Barrett. It looked good, it looks good in the book. But the basic principle is Redmond gets the ball back, they'll bring it in bounds from the left corner. I should say from the left side of the baseline. Get the ball back into Gaines. Back out to Ian Thurston. Back to Mitchell Dean. He'll get it back to Thurston. Thurston's triple from Andrew Dribble right. He's near the scorer's chance right there. He'll dribble up now. He'll go elbow left side. He'll bounce it inside. Make him the reception and the points off the glass. That's Mitchell Dean. Good entry pass for Ian Thurston. 48-44. Minute and a half left. On the dribble, going to get a hold-up foul. Dylan Hightower going to get caught for a hold right there. They'll whistle on Dylan. It's going to be his third foul in tonight's ball game. That's team foul number 6. So the Knights going to shoot the bonus the rest away. Western going to shoot after the second common foul here in the second half. They have Central Catholic with 5. It's going to be a broad shot. Going to bring the ball back down. Lost the handle. They're going to call a push-out. They're going to call a push-out, Central Catholic. That's going to be the 6th foul. So we're going to shoot the bonus the rest of the way. Both teams shooting the bonus. Going to whip this foul on Tanner Fields. He picks up number 4. He'll take a breather. Nick Page going to enter the ball game for Obermiller. In the ball game, I should say, for Tanner Fields, going to be number 30. That's Alex Hardebeck. 4-point ball game. Western crossing the timeline with the basketball. That's Dylan Hightower. Working against him is right there, number 30, Alex Hardebeck. At top of the basketball, looking for a double dribble. No call. Ian Thurston going to pass out of a double, maybe a triple team. They get the ball back to Ian Thurston. They go to the corner. Michael Gaines, 3-point shot. Way to go. Rebound out of there. Central Catholic, Clark Barrett. Barrett goes dish off. To Hardebeck, out top, 3-point shot, Ben Mazur. Short off the rim, would go. Michael Gaines comes down with the basketball. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. They're going to whistle this one on Albert Schwartz. Bonus in effect. Officials communicating with each other. One in bonus. Going to the foul line, going to shoot for Western is Michael Gaines. They're going to call a timeout. We'll double check here. Timeout's going to be called. During this timeout, we're going to see number 23 for Western, Parker Dean. He'll re-enter the ballgame. And they're going to call a timeout here. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout. And we'll also remind you, bringing this contest to you, in part, is Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. I have been in their trophy shop. They have millions and millions of items in there. Make your trophy look nice. They're located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. They have fast turnaround. Their prices are low, and they are so low, you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720. South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone, 317-773-7391. That's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Second horn sounds, 43.4 seconds left. At the foul line, shooting the bonus. It's number 10 for Western, Michael Gaines. Michael Gaines working on that free throw shooting. He's 10 for 18 entering this ball game. He'll get one, and the bonus should he make the first. 48-44, 43.4 left, rims off long, would go, rebound, Ben Mazur, outlet, Tanner Shields. He'll work a right side, behind the arc, well behind the arc, Clark Barrett, now outside the short, left side, working around the perimeter, outside Tanner Fields, step back three on the way, short, off the mark, would go, rebound secured by Mitchell Gene here against the Hightower. Going to work in the backcourt. Going to tip the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ben Mazur. Good hands there. 19.9 left. Nick Cage back in the ballgame. Alex Kardebeck back in the ballgame. Taking a breather. 23, Tanner Fields. And 24, Clark Obermiller. Could be brought in by Ian Thurston on the sideline. Foul pass gets it into Kretz. Kretz on the dribble. Could be a foul in the backcourt. 16.6 left. Foul in the backcourt. Kretz going to walk the distance. Just shoot the one-hand bonus. Foul number 8 on the night. Subs back in. Offense, defensive subs. Happening right now for Coach Barrett. Back in the game, Tanner Fields. And Clark Obermiller. One-hand bonus at the strike for Webster. Number 24, Evan Kretz. First shot, good. He'll get the bonus. Evan Kretz on the season. He's shooting 82.1. Entering tonight's game, that's 32 for 39. Shoots a good average. Second shot, good also. Got both of them. 50 to 44. 15 seconds left. Balls in the front court. Central Catholic. Clark Barrett, three-point shot on the way. Rims off, way to go. Rebound, put back, good. 34, Albert Schwartz. Checks the lead to 4 once again. 7.3 left. 7.3, 50 to 46. 1-1 bonuses each way. Good ball game right here. We knew it would be. Good ball game in the works. Central Catholic hosting the Western Panthers. Panthers into the ball game 7-2. Central Catholic into the ball game 5-3. So they're going to get ready for the second buzzer. 30-second timeout. Second buzzer right there. Both teams being summoned to the court. Here they come. 50-46. Ball's going to belong to Western. Western in the backcourt. Full court pressure. They got 4 in the backcourt for Central Catholic. Clark Barrett in the front court. They'll pass it on the baseline. They'll pass back in to Kretz. Kretz going to be fouled immediately by Albert Schwartz. So they'll walk the distance once again, and Kretz will shoot 1-1 bonus. That's foul number 9, a foul whistle on Albert Schwartz. He picks up his 4th foul in the ballgame. So Evan Kretz going to shoot the bonus. First shot on the way, he gets the first one. To my recollection, he's been perfect from the line tonight. Evan Kretz, he shoots 58% two-point land, 55% three-point land, and he nails the second one. 52-46. Out top, we're going to left side, Clark Barrett behind the arc, three-point shot, we're going to go, rebound, Michael Gaines. Michael Gaines ends the basketball game with the ball in his hands. Final score, Western Panthers, 52, Central Catholic Knights, 46. A good ball game. They're walking in front of the press. The scores pitch right there. They're shaking hands. And I'm ain't you glad they're shaking hands and not tipping the hat. I tell you what, that COVID. Hope it's about gone. But anyway, we'll mention the Western Panthers. Their next game on their agenda will be this Friday night, the 7th. They will be at home and they will host the West Lafayette Red Devils. Central Catholic Knights will be on the road this Friday, the 7th of January. They will be at McCutcheon Mavericks High School. And again, we'll mention the first divisional game in the West Division for Lafayette Central Catholic will happen on January 14th. That's a Friday. They will travel to Benton Central. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank our special listeners, the Bordenays from home. We thank them for a lot of things.
No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.
And we're going to talk with a guest again right here, Carson Barrett. I tell you what, Carson Barrett, I tell you what, a basketball game tonight, it was a close one. What do you think?
It was a good game. Western got up early, and CC fought their way back, and I thought our bigs played well down the stretch, but it just wasn't enough tonight.
They did play well. I tell you what, they had some bigs, too. They had a couple brothers right there, the Dean brothers, pretty hard to handle.
Yeah, they're pretty good, and they're good baseball players, too.
Well, talking about baseball, I think about, what, 3 years ago, maybe four, probably 3 years ago in a cross-conference game, I was a broadcaster, but I was there at the ball game, and Central Catholic traveled to Western to play a ball game. They wanted to start it later than it got started. It's a good thing they bumped it up and started about 5:30, because that game went 11 innings.
It was a long game. It was one of the best baseball games I've been a part of. Yeah, it was awesome.
That was 0-0 till top of the 11th. A friend of mine was on third base. They just switched pitches to a lefty. This guy on third base running for the night thought he'd take a jump start and act like he was feeling home, and that pitcher, the lefty, didn't know what to do, and he balked you in.
Yep. I thought I needed to try and make a play there. I think there was two outs, and I was on third, so knew a lefty was coming in. I wasn't going to steal home. I can't do that. But got him to balk, and I was able to come in.
That was great. I got to get the next batter. I forget who it was. He singled to center field, scored a guy from second.
Yeah, Reese Bushy. He came in clutch for us and had a big hit to put us up 2-0, and I'm pretty sure we ended up finishing the game there.
I'm not going to hold you all night long, but I'm going to mention, I saw you on TV. You were playing basketball for at least a couple minutes for the Purdue Boilermakers. Was that fun?
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed getting in and being in front of the fans, and being a local here is pretty cool.
You are more than worthy of playing basketball or baseball. I'd like you seeing you catch passes playing football. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I thought about it senior year. Coach Nate would talk to me a little bit and play with my brother, but I just couldn't do it. You know, I was never really a football player growing up.
You're quite an athlete, and I thank you for talking with us again.
No problem. Appreciate you.
That is Carson Barrett. He's the son of Coach David Barrett. He's the brother of Clark Barrett. So we're going to bow out of here right now. He just agreed to talk with us. Thought that was something good to talk about. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Saturday night. Tipton going to host Bethesda Christian.